Okay. We are up to Kedushin Davov and Aleph with Zayin Adar today. Okay. We are up to three lines to the top. Chevra, we got a lot to learn. We have very little time. Says the Gemara. Okay. Well, unfortunately, we can't learn Rashi. Tell them what we learned. Three lines to the top of the Vavam and Aleph. We learned, Hare At Ishti, if a man says to a woman, you are my wife, Hare At Arusasi, any one of these expressions, that you are my betrothed, Hare At Kanuyali, that you're acquired by me, Mikadesha. These are all different expressions meaning the same thing. But if he says to her, Hare Actually, you belong to me, Hare At Beshusi, you're my possession, Hare At Zukukali, you're attached to me, Mikadesha is also Mikadesha, because they're trying to say the same thing. What do you mean you belong to me? Because this is a Kenyan, you make an acquisition. Freddy Gemara, if so, if they all have the same dinner, why do you break it up into two sections? Put them all together. So he answered, Tonda Tlas Tlas Shaminu Vigasinu. He heard three, he recorded it. He heard another three, he recorded it. Yiboilu, what about if you use the following expressions which don't really designate the idea of marriage? For example, he said, Yuchedesli, you're single out for me, or like you become one with me, which is from the Pasik Vahayul Basar Echa, when a man and woman get together, Yuchedesli, you're designated to me, which we had in Mishpatim. When we talk about an Amma, we use the word Ashallo Yadi, didn't marry her, Mao. Ezrosi, Mao, my support, when the Torah says she'll be an Eze Kenegda. I'm using words of the Torah, which the Torah refers to a woman. But it's not commonplace. Mao Nigdosi Mao, you're standing opposite me, or Atsurasi Mao.
Because other militia was as a connector.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Atsurasi Rashi means two pshatim. Either Atsurasi means you're gathered in my house, like Shmini says, no, you're gathered in my house, or from another pasuk where it says that a woman is Atsuralan. Okay, Tsalosi Mao, you're my rib, or my side.
You're my rib.
Yeah, you're my side. Sigurosi Mahu, you also again, you're within me, Tachti Mahu, you're beneath me, Tfusasi Mahu, that you're tied by me, or the Kuchasi Mahu, that you're taken by me, from the Pasiki Kachishisha. All these expressions. What's it in? Says the Gemara, we don't know. But Pshayt Miyachad, one of them we do know. The Tan, we learned, if he says, the Kuchasi, that you're my purchase, which is the word that the Torah used, Kiyikach Ishisha, Harezu Kodeshet, it's valid, Mushushanema, Kiyikach Ish Isha. If a man takes a woman, what about, use that expression, charufasi, what would it then be there? Doesn't mean marriage or mean something totally, means like a maid. If someone said the word charufasi, mikadeshes, it means you're engaged, it came by Yehuda, because in the section of Eretz Yisrael, which is known as Yehuda, koidin la arusa charufa, they had a nickname for someone who was engaged, a betrothed, they used to use the word charufa. Freidi Gemara, so therefore the Yehuda have a rubid alma. Just because they think they are, that means that they're the majority of the world. Hachikamer ha'omer charufasi mikodesh. If you say charufasi nemar, because the pasuk says v'hi shivcha rechlefes liish. That this maid over there, this is a chetzi shivcha chetzi bezchayin, a maid who's half free and half still a slave, and gets married with somebody. So it says in the pasuk rechlefes liish, which obviously means marriage. And furthermore, b'yehuda kain la'usach charuf. Another reason is says the gemara of b'yehuda idle karev. The pasuk, if you bring me a pasuk which seems to be saying that charufa means marriage, what do I need a raya that b'yehuda they call that as well? That the Torah needs support. Is merely in Yehuda. She came by Yehuda, koyed in Larusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda they call a Charufa. So only in Yehuda works, but anywhere else doesn't work. Because generally we're talking about a Shivcha Kanani. Shivcha Kanani doesn't really have Kedushin, so you can't say when you said Charufa you meant engaged. Because there's no engagement by a Charufa means engaged. You got in, so a Chetshi Chesed B'Choyin that had a relationship with a guy, but there's no Kedushin there, because she's really still Chatzi Kanani, Chatzi, you know, Omer, Shivcha. Nisuasi, but you're not. Yeah, that's a step ahead, yeah, okay, good question. Says Gemara, but what are we talking about? In all of these questions that you ask that you don't know what the answer is, what are we talking about? Elaim, you hadn't had any discussions about getting married, suddenly you walk over to her and give her a ring and say all of these expressions. But no, you might come, how in the world does she know what you're talking about? Suddenly you give her a ring and you say this expression, maybe it's a present, maybe I don't know what it means, maybe you want to hire me as an employee. Well, I must be talking about that, but he must give the, you were already discussing marriage. If you're already discussing marriage, even if he said nothing and he gives her a ring, they had a discussion, should we get married? Should we get married? No decision. And then he gives her a ring. Doesn't pop the question, he gives her a ring. The dinner, she's married. No lashon, zero. He gives her a ring.
Then this is for you.
That's right. That's it. So then we say that's marriage.
In the course of a discussion.
In the middle of a discussion. So what's the... That's right. We're talking about. Yeah, we're going on a date and it's the seventh time and I say, well, you think it's time to get married, and then in the middle of talking, I give her a ring. And she takes it. So that means that's marriage. So if that's what we're talking about, who cares about these Lashonis? This is Manashech. If we're not talking about marriage, what's a Shaila? How does she know what you're talking about? So what if you had this in mind? Well, she doesn't know what you're talking about. And if you were talking about marriage, then if you said nothing. So Gemara is going to say, sometimes speaking too much makes, you're making kala. So Gemara, if you talk to a woman about Giske, Gittu, Gisha, Venosla, Gittu, Gisha, gave it to her, like Pidush, and you didn't spell out, that's a marriage, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to spell out. And Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmah, Lachar, Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore it doesn't matter. Amri la olam is talking about medaber imal iske gitte v'kedusha. We're talking about marriage now. If he would have given her without saying a word, v'idi yav love shasek, he just gave her a ring without saying anything. Hachinami, taka is a form of marriage. But hachamai skin in the yav love amla banalishli, he gave her, but he used one of these expressions. Now it could be something we speak too much. You actually call him chaser. If you add call yasir chaser, something if you add, you diminish because maybe now she thinks. Huh, you're not talking about marriage now. You threw in this new thing called Mu'edis. I don't mean Mu'edis, whatever it is, like Harufa or one of those ones. Maybe you mean something totally different. She's confused. This is the question. Hani lishta l'kedusha kamala, does it mean also kedusha, therefore she's engaged him? Maybe he wants to hire as an employee, teiku, until they decide. Gufa, let's analyze. You just said, you said it's a machlek, because if you're discussing the word, and then you gave her a get or kedushin, you didn't spell out exactly what you're doing. Rabbi Yehuda medaya, it's enough. And Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah lefar, you have to say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, who shasukin ba'isi inyan. Says when does Rabbi Yossi say it's enough that they're talking about? They were mamish talking about this particular. This Rabbi Yossi is enough. You're in the middle of discussing marriage. Mamish talking about marriage. It should be getting married. Should get married. Then suddenly he gives her a ring. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Daya, it's enough. They were discussing this inyan. And if Emerson, that goof is a machleket tanoi. What were they discussing? For example, I'd be discussing, should we get married or should we not get married? That's called a sukin ba'is inyan. Or were they discussing, so do you think we should buy a house? That's called inyan li inyan. They're no longer talking about getting married. They're talking about if we get married, how are we going to, what job are you going to get, and blah, 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 where we should live and where should we send our kids. So the question is, when you gave her the ring, does it have to be a sukin ba'is inyan or even mi inyan? Also, we'll say, no, but if you're already talking about which school the kids should go to, and then you give her a ring, is that also considered as if it's for Kedushin? So, we had to discuss Mamaj's very issue, whether we're going to get married. So, the first thing Mamaj understood, even if you're not talking about it. How does she know what you're talking about? Michael, give her a ring. You stop, you meet her in the street, you're talking about work, and you give her a ring. What does that mean? They're talking about different aspects of married life, but not discussing marriage itself, whether we should get married. What? We just said before, that if you're in the middle of talking, we're discussing getting married, give a ring, it's good enough. The famous Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, who says, anybody's not an expert in the laws of Gittiv and Kedushin, shouldn't be a Rav, shouldn't get involved in them. So the message, does that include also this particular din of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, who says the halach, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu says the halach like Rabbi Yasi, that if you're talking that in, you give a ring, yes, this is included. Now the Rebbe points out a very important thing here, which is not popular, it's not famous, but it should be highlighted. The Rebbe says, the Gemara says clearly, kol misha eina yodea betiv gitin v'kedushin al yasek iman. Allah yasek iman. Says the Rebbe, it means that even if you're planning just to marry a woman and a man, you need to know Hichas Gittin. Because whoever does not know Hichas Gittin the Kedushin should have nothing to do with them. With either one. So the Rebbe said, every Rav who wants to start a Kedushin needs to learn at least one Simon Hichas Gittin. Otherwise, they're not allowed to perform Kedushin. It's clear in the Gemara here. Taste means another Pshat. We're not talking about a dying at all. But then at the end, he agrees with Rashi. Okay. Taste means another by Gerishin also, he gave her a get for Amal. He says, "Hari Atma Shalachas." You sent away. We had before Hari Atma Gerashes. Hari Atma Gerashes. Chalad the Marim Gerashes divorced. Pshita. There's no question. Nosan Lagita gave her a get. But Amal Li Ishta, and he said to his wife, "Hari Ad Bas Chayin." He said, "You're free." What the expression Bas Chayin means? You no longer work for me. That's an expression used for a servant. Lama Laklum. That's not an expression of divorce. There's nothing. He turns around to his maid and he says to her, "Hadi at muter is l'chaladim." If he turns around to his maid and he says, "You're not permitted to marry anybody you want," because it's not true. A shivcha cannot marry a koyin. You know, there's all kinds of things that shivcha cannot marry. So it's not true. Amal Elisha, but he says to his wife, Hari Atla Atzmach, you're now on your own, Mahu. Me Amrin Lach Amal, they don't have to work for me anymore, you can earn your own and keep your own earnings. Idim Lagamri Kamala, you meant that you're completely free, you can marry anybody you want. Yeah, but we learned in Gittin that you have to say it as well. Right? You're not enough to give.
So it's, you know, when you give her again, and then the question is, what's the language you use?
Exactly.
Which means, how can you use the language if he sends either a shliach or if he throws it to her into a chatzar?
No. We're talking about in the case, when you throw a chatzar, you have to say to her, you're mutezel chaladim, and he throws it into the chatzar, not giving it to hand. So you have to say. But this saying, as we said before, can make kala. He's redefining. Yeah, he's redefining what the get was meant to be. Yeah. But actually, he says, talking about, he actually wrote this lashon in the get. When it says here Omar, it means kosav. That's how Rashi is. Not everyone lives where that's Rashi is. Says what about Omar? Rabbi Rashi touched my coming based on the Gemara we just learned last week. The Tanya we learned Gufish 2 weeks ago. Gufish shall get shichur. What's the essence of a get? Hari at ben chayin. Hari at to laatzma. You tell an eved, you are now free. You now your balabos. Now luchayde hash to madach eved kanani. The corner the gufi you mamish own him outright. Yet ki omale hari at to laatzma. You now you are your own balabos. Legamri kamale. Not only they don't have to work for me, but you're completely free. Each of the like corner the gufi you don't own your wife. Like koshkin, surely you say that hari laatzma means that you're your own balabos. Okay, so therefore that's an answer. So therefore we'll say that watch is free. If bader by a shivcha, surely by an isha, if you use the word harel ratzko, she's free. You said to you, again, this is Gemara Gittin, you said to your servant, Ainli Esig Bach, I don't have any more geshef with you. I don't have any more dealings with you. My, what does that mean? Me, I mean Ainli Esig Bach, Gamri Kamla, you're a free man. I don't want you to work for me anymore. He said, "Tosh, my coming here. You sell your eved to a goy. We penalize you. You have to buy him back because he denied the opportunity to do mitzvahs, and he's chayv to do mitzvahs like a woman. But he still needs, after you buy him back, he still need to get a pardon from the first rav to be able to get married." To be released so that he can get married. Yeah, so that he can get married to a Yiddish woman and so on. You didn't write a star oino, a document called an oino. Aval kosav olav oino. If you wrote a document called an oino, zehu shichruri. That in itself is his pardon. Hechi domi oino. What exactly do you write in this star? Amar avsheish is a kosav. He wrote the kishativ rachman in the contract when he bought the ever. He wrote, and if you flee, ainli esig bach, I no longer have any shaykhs to you, and we're saying that's considered a pardon. So we see clearly, ainli esig bach means not only you don't work for me anymore, that you're a free man.
So then why would the Eved not just run away on day one?
You're 100% right, but he'd make sure he doesn't. Because he wants to say that you think that for an Eved, there's a mile in working because he'll have a free room and board and everything else. He's telling you, if you're going to behave this way, I don't want you. You're a miscreant. I don't want you. Omer b'ayis l'baya. Famous Gemara, Hamikadesh b'milva. If you go to a woman, the woman owes you $1,000. You say to the woman, you know what? You don't have to be the $1,000 I lent you a week ago. Keep it, and that should be the money of kedushin. You would think, wow, it's unbelievable. And she's not married. Why not? Ain't a mikadesh. You know why? Because what are you giving her? The $1,000 you gave her last week, and at the time you gave it to her, you didn't kedushin. The money she already spent, she had a right to. So what are you giving her right now? Nothing. So how's your kiddush? So what is that? No, you didn't say that. If you would have said you're mekudush to me with a pleasure or the tovus and of not to pay back is one thing. I'm saying you're mekudush with the money that I gave you. Then can't. There's nothing there. Then the Gemara continues. But what happens? You say hanoas milva. If you say it to the woman with a hano of the loan, the Gemara will explain what that means in a minute. Mekudushes, you're giving us something right now, pleasure. We'll soon see what exactly he's saying. But the asalasas came there. Ramazibas looks like you're getting interest. Now, what's going on here? Hi hanoas mil vehechem. What exactly mean? You're telling her the pleasure of the loan. What do you mean? Ilema the ask of her is. Are you saying what? Lechatchila, I lent her $1,000, and I said to her, you have to pay me back $1,200. Lechatchila, I charge your interest, and now I'm telling her that, you know, that extra $200 interest, don't bother paying it back to me. So that pleasure that you don't have to pay me back that ribis, you're mekudesh to me. So what's she getting right now? Pleasure. So therefore, she's mekudesh to me because I'm giving you something. I'm saying hanoah. I'm defining what I'm giving you right now. What am I giving right now? The pleasure. But it looks like ribas, even though I'm not taking the extra $200, I'm getting a woman for it. So it looks like ribus. Taste has a big problem. Why does it look like that's mamish ribus? I'm getting something extra over and above the I lent you $1,000. I'm going to get paid back $1,000 because I got a woman. So Taisa says that's mamish ribus. Taisa has another pshat. Taisa's learned pshat is the pleasure. The if I say the hanaz mila is you would have had to pay me a dollar to get that person to give you a loan. Let's say you want to convince someone to give you a loan. So you hire me. Do me a favor. Go to Shmerl and convince him to give me a loan. I'm going to save you that dollar. Don't give it to me and I'll get you the loan anyway. Or I am actually the lender itself. Now, the reason why I'm actually the lender itself. I'm saving you. You don't have to hire another guy to convince me to lend you the money. I'm saving you the dollar and that dollar I'm giving you. So the part I didn't get anything directly from you. But it looks like ribus here because it looks like I lent you money and I'm getting something else over and above it. Even though it didn't come after the loan, it came. I'm telling you, it's the pleasure that you'd have had to give someone a dollar to convince me to lend you the money. So it looks like ribus. That's how it tastes. Looks. Okay.
That's
an avches. We'll say avches.
Yeah, that's condition there, right?
Yeah, because she got something. She got the hanor right now. She's getting pleasure right now. That he accepted.
Okay, so she's getting pleasure out of that. She doesn't have to pay the debt back.
Why not?
Because if he forgives her the debt.
What debt?
No, that case is.
That's not the case. The
no,
case.
No,
oh, yeah.
I'm asking, just like you got the concept of a hanoi there.
You have to spell out. He said clearly, I am a kaddish you with the money I lent you last week. So who cares? She gets hanoi right now.
And so when, what's the process when she says to him something and because he's a lot important?
She can't say it. He says, he gives her a present. She gives him a present, and he says, "You are mekudesh to me with this acceptance of your present." So that's something totally different. Says the Gemara, furthermore, Hainan Milva, this is part of the loan. It's not just a Hanas Milva. I'm saying you don't have to give me the extra ribus, and with that, you're mekudesh. Like Sicha da Avla Zimna is talking about, she owes him $1,000. And he says, you know, I'm going to extend the loan by another 6 months, but with that pleasure that I'm extending the loan, I want you to be mekudesh to me. So that in this case, here, we're talking about pleasure. There's no ribus here because there's no extra money. Exactly, but it looks like ribus. It looks like from the loan, I'm getting back more than just a loan.
So if they're talking about kedusha, getting married and so on,
yeah.
And your sister, you know that loan that you gave me, you have to pay it back to me.
Yeah.
I'm a kaddish, you don't have to pay it back. It
doesn't help. How does that make a difference? What, I have to give her something right now. What am I giving her right now? It's not the words. The problem here in the chassar is not the words. The chassar is the nesina. But I have to say clearly, the pleasure that I'm. If he would have meichel the loan, said you don't have $1,000, and with the pleasure that you're getting right now, with the knowledge that you don't have to pay back to me, I want him a kaddish. No question, he's a mekudesh. But you have to use the words hanas mover. So right, Omar Rav says, hey lichman, if a guy says here is $100 on menashe tachzuli on the condition you give it back to me, two dots. If I give you $100 and I say this $100, I'm a ton of manas lahachzib. You got to get back to me tomorrow. So, if I want to buy a property, what are the methods of buying a property with money? So I give you the money and I say I'm giving the money on condition you get back to me tomorrow. So I didn't really I didn't really give you money, so nothing happened. Beisha, if I gave it to a woman, say here's $100, I want you to get engaged to me, on condition you get back to me tomorrow. Ain't it kadeshes? I didn't give you anything. But Pidyon Ben, you want to redeem a child, you got to give five slime to a kohen. You give it to a kohen, and condition you give it back to me. Ain't b'nai padi. But truma, but when it comes to truma, yotzi yidei nesina. When it comes to truma, a kohen, if the Yisrael gives the truma to a kohen and says, "I'm giving you the truma, condition you give it back to me," it's a valid truma. You can eat the rest of the tvua in the field. Now the yid obviously can't eat it, but he can enter around and sell it to another kohen, make some money. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. But also last again, I'll do that. Why in the world would the kohen agree to such an arrangement? I'll take the truma, but I can't do anything. I got to go back to you. Why would the kohen agree? It looks like there's something else going on fishy. That maybe you're my friend and you want to curry my favor because I'll give you some other business, whatever. That's called a kohen hum sayeh beis agronis, which Rabbanon don't discourage. If you tell me a conditional matana is a valid matana, then my mecha should work, my isha should work, and my pina mecha also work. Why only my truma? I feel the kulnami. And the ikas of a loshma matana, then my filukulnami, how come my truma doesn't work? What's the chiluk truma or mecha? if a conditional matana is not considered a gift, then why truma is considered valid truma? Right. Rava who the matana, Rava himself holds his matana. Where Rama Rava said heilich esrig zeh. I'm going to give you this esrig on the yom tov. I'm menashe tachzeruli on the condition you give it back to me. Not leave that yotze. Give it back to me. Yotze. Now, in order for you to be yotze, it has to be yours. That means even though it's a conditional matana, it's valid to receive matana the hazal shematana. So Rava clearly holds the yotze. Teshuvah has a whole discussion. We learned in Gittin, need tonight kafel. We'll learn more in condition later. Need tonight kafel and tonight and mice and two different things. He has b'davar echad and so on and so forth. So Teshuvah discusses whether halach is need tonight kafel or where it's Teshuvah. Bottom line is where it's obvious, like an esrig. Everyone knows that the only way you get to esrig if it's mine. It's obvious. I want it back. I need to be my bench esrig or other people. So therefore, I don't have to spell it out. Ela Amar Rav Asher, Rashi right. Bikula Kani Matana Mas LaHazer Shema Matana. It works by Mecher, it works by Pidna Ben, it works by Truma. Levar Misha, not by woman. Why not? Lefisha Ein Isha Nikkel B'Chalipin. A woman cannot be Koine with Chalipin, and this looks like Chalipin. What's Chalipin? I give you a handkerchief, in exchange of the handkerchief, you give me something else, and you give me back the handkerchief. So what happened to my handkerchief? I give it to you, you Koine, and then you give it back to me. And the same thing with Matana Mas LaHazer. I give it to you, and we just said before Gilam Bay that a woman is not Koine with Chalipin. Machlech Rashi tells her whether because she feels humiliated, such a kinyan, or because b'etzim it's not a kinyan kesef, it's a kinyan altogether. Because matana manas lahachzir is similar to a chalipin, the rabbanon disallowed it. It's exactly how we learn exactly what you said, but only by a woman doesn't work because it looks like chalipin.